All right, great.
Thank you. I'm really enjoying the sound of this little ampy about here. You've got the, I don't even know what it is. Some very cool.
It's the rad. The rad amp.
Is the rad amp the new house amp? I'm kind of getting on a much smaller, cheaper scale. The new Neil Young sound, I think.
Right. Oh, did you go to those shows?
I didn't either. I didn't have a spare $10,000.
I was going to say.
Man.
I was going to ask you how it was, but I couldn't go either. So.
I guess Neil needs some money. I guess it's Neil aid. Incredible. Hey, all power to him. I guess that's his pension.
Right.
But he's got that crazy new sound. He's got the acoustic guitar and some fuzz thing. And
yeah, well, I think I saw a video on YouTube. I think it was he was playing that Gretsch Falcon. He's standing on stage playing an electric guitar with four amps and no band.
Okay, that's what it is, right?
or maybe it was an acoustic guitar. I can't remember. It was I think it was him standing there alone with
I think it's electric.
Four or five amps surrounding him and
just his bank.
Just standing there
I've heard it's pretty earth-shattering sound, really loud and low end.
I'm sure, yeah.
So I think maybe he could have done the same thing with this. I appreciate he's got his four amps and his thing designed, I guess, by Daniel Lanois. Really, all he needed was this.
That sounds pretty
That's
good.
Fine, yeah.
Well, you brought what was that? You brought that little Fender one time here. Didn't you have a little?
I've got this. I've got my Fender Princeton I've had forever.
Got
a guitar bar and I got it from Jim Astor over there. He turned me on to it. And I've been playing that thing for 15 years now. They're the greatest amp ever made. It was actually exactly as old as I am. It was a 1960 amplifier. And what I love about that amp, besides the fact that it sounds great, besides the fact that it's so light I can carry it everywhere, it fits in the overhead bin on airplanes.
Wow.
And I travel with it. I'll go on the airline, and that's my carry-on. And people look at you. I mean the flight attendants look at you like they want to kill you. And say, it fits in the measurement and into the restrictions of what you allow, weight-wise and width, height, the whole thing. Goes right in there.
Nice.
And it's great.
That's great.
Love freaking people out with that. Next time it's a Marshall stack.
You're right. Jamming it in there.
I guarantee this will fit.
So Steve Wynn and Dave DeCastro are here. So Steve, we were just talking about the anniversary of Days of Wine and Roses. Didn't you do also some medicine shows? Was it 2 years ago? Or
we did, and that was another round figure. Actually, is an odd number round figure. I'm not sure. It was the 25th anniversary medicine show, and the record got reissued, which I've been.
Also, maybe it was a couple years ago.
Just a couple years ago.
Yeah,
that's right. 2 years ago, we did one here in New York, one in L.A. Atlanta.
I think there was a Boston and Atlanta.
We've done four of those now. Yeah. They're really fun. We did that the Bell House a couple years ago.
Bell House. Oh, right, okay, right. Right, okay.
And I was really happy because that record, most of my things by now had been reissued one way or another. That record just hadn't been. And people were looking for it. And I would see it on eBay or on Amazon, whatever, for a couple $100, which is flattering in a way, but it's also kind of annoying because, oh, man, don't pay that much for it. You should feel I almost wanted people to steal it rather than pay that kind of money for it. So finally got reissued properly with new mastering.
Who did it? Water? Or was that
Water. Water right. Records. Great label. Records, they did on... here I'm praising record labels,
Yeah, right. It's,
But that's two good ones. I've been on bad ones, but those are... Oh, down.
All right, let's change
this. Figure it out for yourself. But they're actually, Water is great for one thing because they managed to get that record out finally. Another thing, look at their website because it's all
it's incredible,
crazy, weird 60s jazz and R&B and Last Poet spinoffs and things like that.
Right.
So it's an honor to be on a label like that.
Wow.
But now it's when Days of Wine Roses was 20 years old, we did a few shows. You saying you saw one of Maxwell's, we did one of Manitoba's, and we'll probably do the same next year with the, because I mean, as much as I have no problem with the idea of the Dream Syndicate reuniting, logistically and personality wise, it may not happen, but I really think the Miracle 3 and I play this stuff better than any band ever has.
Wow!
So I really I when we represent for the anniversary show, I want this to be the band that we do it with.
Oh, nice! Yeah. I mean, have you been in touch with anybody like Dennis or anybody or?
I have been. Some members more than others. Dennis Duck and I are still really good friends, and we see each other all the time. And the others, I'm more friendly with the latter band, the last band, which is Paul Cutler and Mark Walton.
Right.
And we're all still great friends. We get together whenever I'm in L.A.
Okay.
But the early lineup, not quite as much.
Right. Do you want to can you do what? I don't know what your lineup is with the two. Can you do anything for Medicine Show? Or
I think we can. We know all those. Let's do them. We'll do the title track.
Oh, great.